One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Listen at the end of the program. We'll tell you how you can get your copy of the new Barber Family album. Overheard between Mary Lou and Betty at Jack's house.
Now, Mary Lou, get back in bed.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, nope. Dad isn't home yet.
Who is it?
It's Grandfather. Hello, Grandfather? Daddy's car broke down again. He's been 2 hours getting home.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. We haven't any tips on the weather for the weekend, but we hope it's perfect and that you have something special to do that you'll enjoy. And say, friends, don't forget, if a headache or an acid-upset stomach threatens to interfere with your weekend activities, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer for relief. Yes, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from these common ailments. You'll surely appreciate the way it acts so quickly to reduce excess gastric acidity, causing the distress of acid indigestion, and the way it soothes and comforts an aching head. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy in your home. Ask your druggist for the big family size package of Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 25, Book 84. It's a cold, gray evening here in Seacliff, San Francisco. Wisps of fog swirl up over the seawall, promising a heavier fog to come. At Jack Barber's house, across the hedge from the Barber family home, Betty goes repeatedly to the front window to gaze anxiously down the street. Jack phoned at 5:40 to say he was having trouble with his car, said that and no more, and hung up. It's 7:45 now, and Betty stands gloomily staring out the window. Small slippers move quietly down the stairway from the upstairs nursery, and Mary Lou, in her bathrobe, suddenly appears in the room.
Mommy?
Oh, goodness, you startled me. What are you doing out of bed?
Want to ask you something.
Oh, darling. You mustn't run around like this. Get back in bed.
I want to stay up and tell Daddy the secret.
No.
Please, let me tell him. Please, Mommy?
No, Mary Lou, you've got to...
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, nope. Daddy isn't home yet.
Who is it?
It's Grandfather. Grandfather? Daddy's car broke down again. He's been 2 hours getting home.
Okay, let me take it. Father Barber, hold the phone a minute. Now, Mary Lou, I don't want to have to speak to you again. Go upstairs and get in bed.
Would you call me when he gets here?
Right now.
But will you let me tell him?
Off with you, please. Hurry up now.
Tell Daddy to come upstairs right away so I can tell him.
I'm sorry, Father Barber. No, actually, she's quite thrilled about it. No, not another word. It was around 5:30 when he phoned. Oh, I don't know what could have happened to him. There's a fog coming in, but it isn't very heavy. Oh, no, she feels fine, really. Mary Lou's my optimistic one anyway, you know. Hazel, what? Oh, she is. I think I hear her at the back door.
Hello.
Come in, Hazel. I'm on the phone. All right, Father Barber. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Did you recognize my step or what?
Father Barber just said you were coming over.
Yes, Jack wanted to be sure to see Pinky's letter, so I'll leave it, Betty. You folks can read it when you get around to it.
Oh, good. Thanks. Did he tell you what made him so ill?
Finally, it seems they tell all the recruits in boot camp not to eat candy while they're having certain inoculations because it makes them ill. So Pinky ignored the advice.
Oh, poor Pinky.
Well, you've got your own problem. I'll run along.
Thanks for coming over, Hazel.
Betty, you're not to worry about anything now. We'll all pitch in and help you.
Thanks.
Claudia wants the little girls to come to her house tomorrow, and she'll keep them for dinner. And then I'll take over the next day. We'll see that you and Jack can spend as much time at the hospital as you...
Oh, listen.
Hmm?
It's Jack. Jack?
Hi.
Oh, darling, what made you so late?
Don't bother me right now. Let me get to that phone.
Well, hello.
Oh, hi. How are you, Hazel? Excuse me, I got a phone.
Goodness, it's 2 hours since you called me. Where in the world have you been?
Only one mechanic in San Francisco. Those stumble bums down there. I've had four big thumb boys fussing around that car, and I can't... Oh, hello. Quayle's garage? Is Ed there? Now, let me speak to him. Darn thing started to buck almost as soon as I left the office.
What?
The car. It bucked, and something fell out, and... Oh, hello, Ed. Jack Barber. Listen, that car of mine went to pieces like the one horse shay tonight. Yeah, it's clear downtown. Well, look, will you send your tow truck for it?
Oh, my.
No, I want you to fix it, Ed. Hmm? On California Street, near Polk. Yeah, right near the corner. A policeman helped me push it there. Well, now look, I can't go through this anymore, Ed. I want everything done to it. Yeah, fix it.
Jack.
Yeah, valves ground, new rings. You can take that battery out and throw it in the alley and give me a new one, the best you've got.
Jack.
Just a minute, Betty. Just a minute. That car's my transportation. That's what gets me to and from business. Ed? No, I'm talking to my wife. Well, look, don't you have some kind of a time deal on tires? Well, all right, I want two tires, the vac ones, yeah. New rings, yeah. Fix everything, for gosh sakes. And, Ed, I may need 90 days to pay for it, but I'm good for it. Okay, go get it tonight. Thanks, Ed. Yeah, get it off the street. I don't know anything more embarrassing in the world than when you cause a traffic jam. All those freaks sounding their horns behind me.
Jack, Mary Lou's going to the hospital in the morning.
Blowing horns as if I... Huh? What?
I'll run along, Betty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good night, Hazel.
Well, what'd you say, Betty? Night.
I said Mary Lou's going to have her tonsils out tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Let me know if I can help.
Thank you.
Ye gods, when did this come up?
This afternoon. Dr. Thompson stopped by and looked her over. He said she's in good shape now for the operation, and he can get her in tomorrow morning. And there's a throat specialist, a friend of his, who's going to do it.
Well, ye gods, with news like that, why didn't you tell me when I came in?
How could I tell you when all you're thinking about is your own troubles, your darned old automobile? I even tried to tell you when you phoned and you hung up on me.
What are these guys trying to do? She's perfectly all right, and they come around and tell you she's got to have her tonsils out. Drumming up business.
Jack, now don't be like that. Dr. Thompson's just like a member of the family. He wouldn't recommend anything unless he thought it was absolutely necessary.
Mommy, is Daddy here yet?
Aw, the poor little kid. Mary Lou?
Daddy, I'm going to have my tonsils out.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have my tonsils out. Surprise.
Come here.
Sit here, Jack.
Come on, honey. Come here. Come in my arms.
Dr. Thompson said it's tomorrow. No school.
Yeah?
The man that's going to do it is named Dr. Briggs, and I'll get ice cream every meal.
Yeah. Yeah, honey, ice cream every meal.
Dirk is in my class. She had her tonsils out, and Carla and Karen and Sandra and Barbara, they all had them out.
Well, that's fine, honey. That's just fine.
She'll be just like all the other girls then, won't she, Jack?
Sure.
We're going to get up very quietly tomorrow morning. No breakfast. And Grandfather Barber's going to come over in his car, and he's going to drive us all to the hospital.
Oh, boy!
And then, Jack, she's going into the children's ward, where there are lots of other little girls and boys, and she'll put on a white funny nightgown.
What kind? What's it like?
Oh, it's open all along the back and ties with a string. And then, and this is the part she's looking forward to, she's going to get on a high bed with wheels. You'll have a ride lying down.
Yeah, honey, you'll be able to lie on that cart and watch the ceiling move past.
Won't that be fun?
Uh-huh. But why can't I walk?
Oh, that's the way they do in hospitals.
Then, Daddy, they put me to sleep.
Yes. I explained the whole thing to her, Jack. And she learned a big word, too, didn't she, darling? A regular $4 word, didn't you?
Anesthetic.
Well, good for you.
And amnesia.
Well, what do you know?
She knows it's a sort of a cup they put over her nose. And then she goes to sleep. And when she wakes up, bing, no tonsils.
And it won't hurt at all.
Well, little maybe, just a little.
Sort of a tickle?
Well, it'll hurt just a little bit, maybe, but that's why you'll have ice cream to eat, because that feels nice and cool going down.
Carla said it hurt a lot.
Well, I wouldn't listen.
But Sandra said it didn't hurt any. Everybody says something different, so I'm going to leave Mommy.
That a girl. They won't hurt when they come out, and your throat will be a tiny bit sore afterward, but you'll snap right out of it because you're young. Now, if I had mine out,
I think you'd better get in bed now, Mary Lou.
Okay.
I want to go to sleep right now.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a kiss. That's my girl.
You run along, darling. We'll both be up in a minute.
Okay, Mommy.
My big girl.
Isn't this exciting?
You bet your life it is.
Night, Daddy. Night, Mommy.
We'll be up, dear. Now, cover up.
Will you read them to me a little while?
Yes, I will, dear.
I want Daddy, too.
Okay, honey. I'll be right up.
All right.
She's so cheerful, she just breaks my heart.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Betty, it's always something, isn't it? How much is it going to be? Did you find that out?
Dr. Thompson said it'd be just as reasonable as they could make it.
Mm-hmm. What's that, a couple of $1,000?
Jack, of course not. And he also said we could take a little time to pay for the operation if we wanted to. Except the hospital, of course. They have to be paid tomorrow.
That's great. That's just elegant.
Mommy, aren't you coming?
You go ahead.
But she wants you too.
Mommy?
I'll be right up. Mary Lou?
Yes, Daddy?
Now don't disturb your sisters now. I'll be up there in a few minutes. I gotta make a phone call.
I'm coming, Mary Lou. Jack, don't be long.
I won't.
Hazel left Pinky's letter there on the table if you want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
He got terribly sick in boot camp from eating candy.
That's tough, but I'm not going to worry about that. Phew. Poor little kid. Hello, Quayle's Garage? Is Ed there? Oh, well, who's this? Oh, well, Joe, look, this is Jack Barber. When Ed gets back with my car, tell him to just forget that high-powered order I gave him. Yeah. Tell him to just patch it up so it'll run, that's all. Keep the cost down, tell him. Yeah, I got home and found out we're gonna have a tonsillectomy in the family, and it kinda changed my plans.
Friends, don't wait to send for your copy of the new Barber Family Album. Have for yourself this newest picture history of your friends, the Barbers. Here's all you do. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine from your drugstore. Then tear off the top of the package box and send it with just 10 cents in coin to help cover the cost of handling and mailing to Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. You'll welcome Bactine in your home because you'll discover that you can use this new family antiseptic in so many, many ways to safeguard your family's health. And we know you'll enjoy the new Barber Family Album. It contains 20 pages of pictures, newspaper clippings, and intimate bits of information gathered by Margaret. This is not just a little pamphlet, but a full 8x11 album, attractively bound to look like leather. All the pictures are printed in high-quality paper, and in every way, this new Barber Family Album is complete. It goes back to those days when you first met the family and follows the activities of your friends right up to the present time. You won't want to miss out on this wonderful offer, and it's for a limited time, friends, so go to your drugstore right away. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine. Then tear off the top of the box and send it with 10 cents to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. As I said, you'll find many, many uses in your home for this new antiseptic. And you'll surely enjoy your Barber Family Album for a long, long time to come. Remember, to get your copy, send the top of the box that contains your bottle of Bactine with 10 cents in coin to Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Remember, friends, to get your copy of the beautiful new 20-page Barber Family Album, send the top of the box from a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine along with 10 cents to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Order as many as you like for your friends and your neighbors, but be sure you enclose a Bactine box top and 10 cents for every album you want. Send it to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, The Unhappy Coed, Chapter 1, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.